Saturday AM Live with Vance Rogers.
Good morning, everybody. I am absolutely thrilled to be on the line with you today. I know that we've got a lot of folks around North America hosting or getting ready to host product launches or attend them. So our numbers may not be what they usually are, which is absolutely fine. And we know that the people that are on the call are the ones that are supposed to be on the call. So this is Saturday AM Live. This is Vance Rogers, if I didn't already say that. And as you heard by the little intro there, when you join the line, and today we're going to have some fun because I get to hear from those people who are randomly calling in, and these are the folks that attended 2 weeks ago. It was 2 weeks ago. The NECN, North American Leadership Conference in Las Vegas, Nevada at the beautiful Garden Valley Ranch Resort just outside of the strip. And those of us who were there know exactly what it was like. We know how much fun you can have at an event like this. I don't know, at least for myself, I don't know if I was prepared for the standard of excellence that has been set the last couple of years, and I know that it's only going to get better. It's not that the conventions that I've been a part of the last 20 years, being affiliated with NECN, did not have a standard of excellence, but this one took things to a whole new level. So today what we're going to do in the next 20, 30 minutes or so is share, and this is where any of you that are on the line, and several of you have already spoken up, and I know that you were there because I got to greet you and see you attend either Humans Being More or Gold Training or the actual conference itself within the workshops the next day. But we want to hear, and I like to record and capture as many of these as we can, your golden nugget, things that you took in. And the easiest way to describe this is if those of us who are old enough to remember what a Polaroid camera is, and I believe it was Bill Cosby, who used to do the commercials for Polaroid. But if you had one Polaroid snapshot of that experience, one quote or one memory, one, NECN heart-to-heart hug with somebody, whatever was the highlight for you, and I know it's hard because I walked away with so many, but there was definitely one that stood out above the rest, and for me, I'll share that in a bit. But I want to hear from some of you. And the way to do this is, if you had one Polaroid photo that you could take with you that you took back home, that seemed to be the prevailing thing that as you were in conversation with people, it came up time and time again. What was it? What was that one Polaroid snapshot that, you know, if you had to sum up? You have to boil it all down to one experience. What would that be? And then that's what we want to talk about this morning. And so the way this works is on your phone, if you were in Vegas, or maybe you weren't. Maybe you weren't there, but you got to be the recipient of several people that you've been in communication with, and they shared something that you said, man, this is what I got out of it. I wasn't even there. That would be fun to have you share, too. So *6 on your phone line, that's how you demute yourself and you open up your line, and I don't have any order of people. I know there's several people that I'd like to hear from. Bill and Giselle up in Canada and Beverly and, oh my goodness, I think Barb Satterwhite's getting ready for her launch right now. Elaine Connolly out in Cleveland, Ohio. I know I've talked to several of these people in the last couple of weeks, but if you're on the line, again, hit *6, and let's hear from you.
Hi, Vance. It's Elaine from Cleveland.
Good morning, and let's just do a quick teaser. Elaine's going to be our special guest next week talking about gold training, which is one of the things she took part in out in Vegas, and we're going to focus in on that. But Elaine, tell us about your experience, and you've been around NECN for a while, so you've been to several of these events like this. What made this one so different for you?
I think what made this so different for me is that it was my aha. I've been with NECAN for 13 years. I've been to other gold training, and by far this one touched more of my needs and wants and desires than any of the other ones before. And I could go on forever about the things that touched me, but the one thing I heard that has changed how what I'm doing with NECAN is the following quote. The urgency you feel to share the NECAN business is directly related to the strength of your vision and commitment. The urgency you feel to share the NECAN business is directly related to the strength of your vision and commitment. Now, I've always felt that I had a pretty good vision and commitment with NECAN, and I've been active continuously. I have an integrative health practice, and so I'm always talking to my clients about, you know, the NECAN technologies and what NECAN can offer for them. But, you know, based on that, when I heard this statement by Larry Proffitt, what struck me was to share the NECAN business. And so in my role as a registered nurse, you know, I'm looking at helping people correct the imbalances, maintaining their health, et cetera. And it dawned on me that, you know, I could be doing a disservice to my clients by not, you know, understanding that the products that NECAN has is the business. So how I've changed how I talk to my clients over the past 2 weeks. And basically, I do what I do with my integrative health consultation, the emotional code, body code, and quantum biofeedback. But then when we're talking about their lifestyle plan, I explain to them that I'm partnered with an international technology company and that I build distribution groups for some amazing wellness technologies. And so that is introducing the scope of what NECAN really is. And I have yet to have one person say to me, you know, not say to me, what exactly are these wellness technologies? And so, you know, that was my big aha at the gold training. And it's unbelievable what's happening and the response I'm getting from people.
Well, and I know that next week we'll have a whole nother, full nother week of experiences to literally put that in practice. And that's one of those things that it's a game changer. And I don't want to overuse that phrase or that terminology, but Elaine, you nailed it when you, because so often we can go one of two ways. We can either be so focused on the business or so focused on helping people with the product. But as you said, we really do this a disservice. We really do NECAN, and we do ourselves a disservice if we don't share the whole vision. And I know, you know, that makes a huge, huge difference.
And what's actually happening is, you know, people want to know, you know, if they're going to get involved, what exactly are they going to be marketing? And so there's the opening, you know, for what the wellness home technologies are, and then people define themselves as to whether or not, you know, they want to... what degree do they want to get connected to NECAN? But the NECAN business is the door to open so that they have the full scope of this international company.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, thank you, Elaine. And I know now you've got people really psyched up to hear more next week and some of the stories that have come out of this. And again, we'll talk more about gold training and some of the changes and some of the ways we can, you know, take advantage of that. So,
thanks, Dan.
Hey, thank you, Elaine. I appreciate it greatly. All right.
Now, I'm Bill from Winnipeg.
Good morning, Bill.
It's already interesting the kind of things we're hearing, especially what you commented on. Just all the event is presented and run, and what NECAN does for us. It's just amazing. But one of the big things for me always at our major events is the people. That NECAN is the people. And it started, and I have to say that, just to expand on something that our last caller said, I can't remember her name already. I'm thinking away. As we started off with gold training, now, she's done many gold trainings, this is my first. Larry Proffitt was amazing. I got so much out of the session as far as just what he contributed to gold training. People do gold training. We were given a book with goal training starting, How to Win Friends and Influence People. I can't put it down. This book has this. I've already started to apply the book, and I've only done a couple sections, 5 or 6 chapters, and I'm already applying it to a variety of things in my Nikan life and my outside of my Nikan life. And we're going to be using this book in a League of Leaguers call with Brody that's coming up, and well, it's going to be a multiple read, and just continue to work with it. Some of the things that we have challenges with in working with people in relating to people is a lot of the things that they're already talking about in this particular book. And so in the types of interaction that we have that I had with goal training and outside of, people are so willing to share and to help you to work on whatever is the thing that that's in your way, that's blocking you. And so that's one of the things. I could go on with many things. There's just so much around that when we go to these major events that I could just keep going on and on. But
I think you nailed it on the head when you talk about the people, because it really is unique. I mean, you could go to a restaurant convention in Chicago, Illinois. I've been several when my mom had her restaurant years ago. You could go to oh my goodness, where are some of the other big things that take place in Las Vegas? There's, I mean, so many. We're talking hundreds every year of companies and different types of industries that host their events, or they put on big events, big venues. There's something uniquely different, though, and it's, as you said, about the people of Nikan. And it goes back to, I love the email that Dave Johnson sent out yesterday or a couple days ago. I just saw it last night about the Masuda M Stripes, the Masuda Magsteps. And I don't remember even the subject of it. But it goes back to that heart message. I think that's what I hear you saying, is the people have been impacted by this. And, you know, and I know that you were probably salivating knowing that you were going to finally get to, you know, meet Vance Rogers, because that was a dream come true, right, for you?
Was actually, Vance, it was one of my, but the top of my list to highlight, because we've been participating with you for such a long time, and we were looking forward to that big time.
But, you know, and all joking aside, I really had that at the top of my list, knowing different people were going to be there. You know, I just really want to connect with this person or this person. And I didn't want to get anything out of you. I just knew that, you know, I haven't put a face other than seeing on Facebook what people look like. But I really, really, there was you guys and Beverly and Diane Cook was another one. And I mean, I can go on and on about other people that are in our organization that, you know, Pam Benson and Gene Brock. I mean, so many different folks that I knew were going to be there. But there were some so special people like you that I'd never even got to meet. And it was a real highlight. Those people. Huge, huge thing. So, but, and on that note, I just mentioned Pam Benson. I think she's getting en route to her, and it sounds like we got some people driving. So go ahead, jump on in here. Bill, and I'm presuming that you, kind of tied the bow on what you wanted to share, or you got more?
Thanks, Vance. I'll give somebody else a chance.
Okay, all right. Thank you, Bill. Appreciate it.
Vance, this is Sandy.
Good morning, Sandy.
We're going to be taking off in just a couple minutes for our product launch, so I wanted to get in here real quick, if I could. I think that one of the things that I took away, like Bill, was the people, just the love and the commitment. Commitment was a big thing for us here, for Bob and I, to be committed to our business, to be committed to the people that need our help. And just those two things, just people that they were just incredible to us. We talked about it on our way home. We could have been in other multi-level marketing companies, and you would never see the Royal Diamonds and Diamonds and Royal Ambassadors sitting among the rest of the people. And to me, that just it says there's just so much love and commitment from those people that we should be sharing it also. And that was one of the things that that we came away with. And not only that, but getting to hug you one more time was pretty cool, too.
Yeah, and I will have to say, I shared what you just shared and what Bill has shared about the people, about the leadership, the presence of members, the Royal Diamonds, being amongst and facilitating and helping and just interacting and being there. I shared that with one of our newer wellness consultants the other day, and he said, yeah, I've heard. He'd never been involved with another network marketing company, but he'd heard about other big events. And he said, you know, I heard that that's what typically happens is they, you know, tuck away all the leaders and they're too good to be even touched by the peons or the peasants, so to speak, the people that have not reached those levels. And he said, yeah, I said, yeah, that doesn't take place at NECAN, any NECAN event. And so...
I think we're one of a kind company, as we all know anyway. So why not be the leaders in letting everyone show the love and show the love to everybody out there who also needs the love besides the success.
Mm-hmm.
So
well, thank you, Sandy. Appreciate it.
We're on our way over to our product launch in another town, and we're going to show the love over there today. So I want to wish everybody a wonderful day, and we're going to take off.
All right. Thank you again for sharing, Sandy. Appreciate it greatly.
Okay. You guys have a great day. Bye. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Yes. Good morning.
Richmond.
Good morning, Barb.
Good morning. I, too, am getting ready for my launch in a half an hour. So I'll just add my 2 cents worth. It was amazing. I think just dittoing everything that was said and the commitment. But it also just reinforced what we have for me, and not only in the products. In fact, I'm really blown away with the M-Strides right now. But what we have and what we can do to impact everybody. And I loved Wolfgang's statement because, and we've said this before, but we don't need everybody to be doing the business of NECAN, but we do need everybody as customers. So know that there's both out there, and they're all willing and able if we just open our little mouths and share.
And what was the statement that Wolfgang
shared? You know, for instance, we need our good plumbers, we need our good doctors, we need our good electricians. So not everybody is going to do NECAN or do even network marketing per se, but everybody needs what we have, and we've said this for years, but now with the M-Strides, what an easy way to help everybody.
Well, everybody that's got seed anyway.
Exactly. Well, you can put them in your back.
Yeah. and I can attest to that. Quick story from a couple, Steve and Carol Crowfoot, that were not in Vegas. However, I spoke with them just a couple days ago, and she had a shoulder issue, and she just slid one up underneath of her brassiere strap. And she said, I could not believe. She said, I've been nursing that area of my body for years and never, you know, with all kinds of different NECAN solutions. And she said, nothing has ever touched it this quickly. And so they're quite versatile for even people that, you know, that minor category of people, that minor percentage that don't have feet. So thank you, Barb. It really is. We have to remember that. It's okay. Not everybody's going to get as excited as we are, passionate about sharing what NECAN has to offer. And that's okay, because there's lots and lots of other people out there. I mean, just in North America alone, we're, you know, approaching about 400 million. And that's enough. That's enough folks to get started, I think, you know, at least with the M-Strike. So, Bob, thank you for sharing. I'm looking forward to contributing to your product launch here in a bit.
Absolutely. We're looking forward to having you.
All right. Okay, who else wants to share? I know there's several other people on the line.
This is Giselle here.
Good morning, Giselle.
Well, same with me. There are many different things at the convention that I just loved. But you know what? It was pretty special to be recognized upstage as a new silver but then even more special to have three of our team who walk on stage to be recognized as builders. So that was a big aha to see of our team up there.
And so it was wonderful to see you and Bill and Jahal and the rest of the team too, and to meet everyone and to be on the dance floor with all you that Thursday night at the convention. There was a wonderful, the gala celebration was the culmination of all the wonderfulness of, you know, and people meeting people and all the lovely people you can interacting with each other.
Now, before people start emailing me and texting me, Beverly, I'm going to slow this down because you just jumped on and added to what Giselle has shared, that having our team represented. And I want to rewind a little bit here because, Beverly, being on a dance floor is not something that I'm going to guess you would have foreseen yourself being able to do a few years ago.
That's for sure. So that in itself was really a fantastic moment. To be sharing it with you people was just to really put the real icing on the cake, I think.
And for those people who never heard your story a few months ago when you shared on the call, why would you dancing on a dance floor anywhere, or even dancing in your own home for that matter, why is this something that would not have been possible for you?
Well, with my MS, and I was so heavy, there wasn't too much I could really do. But thank goodness, I discovered Nikan in May, and just, with the vital balance and all the magnetics, the insoles, and then the water, and then the sleep system, I've just been getting better and better, and it's amazing. And then I still got to throw away those darn leg braces that, you just couldn't do anything with those things. And when I had that visit with my occupational therapist, she said, well, you don't need these anymore. So she was so happy to see that happening to me. And I've just been getting better and better ever since. And now being able to wear shorts, and when it's warm, like in Vegas, it was just so nice to have that summer and here. It was just incredible, summer and meeting all unique people, not just seeing your emails, but actually meeting you in person was wonderful. You and of course we'd already met Steve he was here a few months ago, but then also Linda Morris and just goes on and Heather and I hope not to miss anyone, but we just met all these neat people that we've contacted perhaps by email, but now to meet them in person was really special.
Well, and I know, Beverly, and I don't want to undermine your story, but as you said, being introduced to Nikan last May, you get recognized as silver. You were diagnosed with MS how many years ago?
I think it's 35 years ago in 1978.
Okay. So that's a long time. And one of the things, and I know you know this because you deal with this condition, maybe some of us don't understand the gravity of it, but the biggest thing that you deal with is just your energy just goes away really, really quickly.
Yes.
And with an autoimmune disorder that by the middle afternoon, evening, you're kind of worn out. And you, your stats, at that convention, at this event, all day long, the main session was the full day on Thursday, and then you came back for the gala party, and that's when you were on the dance floor.
Mm-hmm. But mind you, I have to confess, I was peeling out by 10 o'clock, I think there were a few other people petering out around that time, too.
Well, that's, but again, I mean, that's 10 o'clock at night. You've been going all day, and that is just not the norm. And this was before you'd even been introduced to the M-Strides. And we will, by the way, folks, we will do a call here. Let's just plan on it. I think that's Thanksgiving weekend, if I don't have my calendar in front of me. Let's just plan on doing a call just on the M-Strides, because whether it's your own experience or people that you've introduced them to, I've had several that I was able to be a part of, so let's have those. But Beverly, this is even before the use of the M-Strides. This is just everything else going together, and so. And I will I will say, Beverly, and for Bill and Giselle, when you talk about the people, again, Beverly, you were a highlight for me. That was one of the highlights. That wasn't the snapshot. I'm not saying there's any ranking, but it was a very close second for me to be able to finally make that connection after talking on the phone with you as many times as we've been able to be blessed. Well, thank you again. And Giselle, you didn't get much time to share about getting your team recognized, but I think that you got the main point across. Is there anybody else? I want to keep these as brief as possible. I thought Pam Benson had just texted me, and I thought she was, I don't know if she was on the line or not. Okay, doesn't appear like it. So I know there's other people that are on the line. If you've already shared and you want to hit star 6 to mute your line back out.
This is Pam.
Good morning, Pam. Tell us about your experience, and I want to kind of keep you safe as you're commuting there. But
and I'm on the interstate.
Vegas for you. What was your snapshot?
You know, it was a lot of fun. It was great being with all of the people. I love the fact that you can have the lunch so that we can really have more time to mingle with folks. Because when you get to the party, everybody's off and dancing and all of that stuff. And at the lunch, you get to talk with more. And for me, the best part was some of the new people getting up there with David Martin and Jim Berg and having Wolfgang and the breakout sessions with them. Because it's like, it's exciting to see the new, the up-and-comers getting going versus the folks that have always been there, which are great and wonderful. We want to keep them for certain. But you want to know that for your own people that, yeah, there is hope. You are going to be able to get up there. You are going to get there. You know, so that was great. And then my own folks who didn't manage to get there because of, you know, MS and other things that the illnesses couldn't get them there, they had a party that night, a Vegas party, which is a good thing to do for launches. And out of that, she had 17 people, and out of that, all of those folks are getting on board, and it looks like she's going to be silver in just a couple weeks.
Wow.
And maybe even this week. I'm not supposed to say that.
That Vegas party that they did was not in Vegas. That was back home.
It was in Chicago. Yeah, and the way she chose to do it, because there were people she hadn't really talked to about Nathan before, she invited them, and she did the blackjack and roulette and all of that. And then she used Nathan as her magic tricks in doing the different demos and just talked about the stuff, but she didn't do any ordering that night. She wanted it to be a totally social night. And so then within days, all of these people were back at her door and ordering and wanting to get on board in that. So, but that came out of the inspiration of the Vegas. So, but David Martin, Wolfgang, those were two of my big highlights for the event.
Well, and I think the biggest thing is, you know, talk about David Martin just for a little bit. We heard him a few weeks ago on the call here. And he's been with Nathan for, what, not even a year and a half.
Yeah.
And his story of his daughter, you know, diagnosed with OCD and ADHD, and within 24 hours of being introduced to what Nathan has to offer, he said that it changed everything. And then having his other daughter make the comment that she's nice. We might have peace in our home. I mean, to hear him share that from the stage, and you're 100% dead on. It's one thing to have, you know, existing leaders that have been around for years and who have built a very solid business. I mean, it would be like having the CEO or the president of a company get up at an annual event or a biannual event and share the same thing and vision. I mean, hearing Steve Jobs and Bill Gates and, you know, all these different very famous leaders are great, but it's so much more exciting when you hear up-and-coming people or people that have done it that you've never heard from before. That really, and that was definitely a big strong point about this event. Huge. Huge.
It was. And I got to see Jim Berg this last week. I guess we just got back from Vegas at a wellness preview here in town, and he hasn't been doing any of that. His whole business has been on Facebook. And having been to the convention, that now he's finally at that point where he actually wants to start building an organization. So that was a really good thing, too.
He wants to climb out of the hermit cave and interact with people.
Because I met him and David at the same Humans Being More when David had been in about
I don't know, 6-8 weeks.
Uh-huh.
And we were in this little HBM group, and we're all IT people, so we gravitated to each other anyways. And so it was interesting to see how David took off in his direction, and then Jim went and did it in his own way, because they were both up there for top retailers. And now Jim has decided to embrace the rest of the niche and piece. So it was cool.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, fantastic. Thank you, Pam. Thank you so much. We'll let you get back to driving.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, is there anybody else that has an aha or has a Polaroid snapshot that was in Vegas that you want to share? Okay. Well, good. Well, this has been absolutely wonderful. I'm gonna since it's my call and I think
Vance,
I can do. Yes, go ahead.
Vance, this is Jerry Adams.
Good morning, Jerry, from Houston, Texas, or Conroe, or Spring, the Woodlands, on the north side.
Yeah, right.
Go ahead, Jerry.
Well, it was super duper to meet you and all that good, you know, all the other folks that were there. It was, it's always great to meet the people at, you know, at the convention and everything. But I like what, I forgot who said it, I think it was Wolfgang that said that when he was doing the presentation about Starbucks and the coffee, other one next door to him.
Yep.
That got a business. That Starbucks is a lifestyle product, and so is Neekin.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and, you know, I educated someone yesterday, Chris Thayer, who can't be on the call right now because he's getting ready for their launch as well. But he never knew that you could walk into a Starbucks and you don't have to spend $3.5, $4, or $5 to still be a part of that culture, that lifestyle. And so I was giving him tips, and you know, when I meet somebody there for coffee, I'm not a coffee addict. I enjoy it, but I the last 2 years I just kind of gotten away from being, you know, addicted to everything. Everything in moderation, kind of is my philosophy. But I do enjoy coffee. Or tea, but you don't have to, you know, and I'm not saying that I'm trying to be all that frugal or cheap. It's just, if you get into the culture, you get into the lifestyle, you're going to open the door for a lot of people that, that if they're willing to spend $3, $4, $5 on a coffee sometimes or a tea twice a day, they'll be willing to make that investment. So it's a great analogy. Absolutely fantastic analogy that Wolfgang shared. And again, and by the way, on that, I didn't have this in my announcement, but I'm going to make it, I'm just keeping myself on track here. Thank you, Jerry. Did you have anything else before I tie a bow on this?
Well, I actually got, Rick Murphy has a kind of a tongue-in-cheek humor.
Uh-huh.
When he was doing his talk, he said, you know, the Irish have drank for 1,000 years to forget. And he says, now with Meekin, we can drink to remember with the vital balance.
Yeah, that was a fantastic one. And it's so, so very true.
Well, and you can use that, you know, with people, and they'll say, oh, really? You know, I mean, it's a great conversation starter, you know.
Yeah.
And I love to have fun. If I'm not having fun, you know, I'm out of there. But
yeah.
That's something that I'm probably going to use, and I may even, I network with a half a dozen different networking groups,
mm-hmm.
and we get 30 to 60 seconds to do our little spiel.
Uh-huh.
Probably going to use that.
Yeah. Well, and it just makes sense. You know, well, Jerry and Pam and Beverly and Giselle and Barb and Sandy and Bill and Elaine, thank you. Thank you all so much for sharing and contributing. If there was one, and I'm glad that nobody shared it because I thought, well, if somebody shares it, then I won't. But there was actually two snapshots, and they rolled into one, and that was simply this. That the heart of Neekin is alive and well. The heart message that Mr. Masuda started with, his passion back in the early 70s when he formed the company officially in 1975, very much alive and well. That was what was so uniquely different. I had the privilege of rooming with a longtime friend, one of our wellness consultants from Crossville, Tennessee, who had not been able Steve Roberts had not been able to attend a convention or a conference like this for the last few years due to a variety of different things. And that heart connection, it's just, you know, two guys, two old friends coming together. We've been to conventions before overseas in Japan and in Europe, but coming together again, it was that was a real game changer for me. And then right behind that, if there was a, you know, tag along snapshot, that the one photo that I'll never ever forget, Susan Carver got up on the stage, and this is something that all of us can remember and all of us can use, is that, and she held up an apple, and she simply asked the question, how many seeds are in this apple? And usually in most apples, there's about 4, 5, 6. Okay, so not more than a half a dozen in most apples. And she threw the apple out into the audience and to Reed Nelson, he caught it. But then she asked the question, okay, if there's 4, 5 seeds in an apple, how many apples are in each one of those seeds? And that, my friends, I think is one of the most crucial things that we've got to remember about the opportunity. And she drove the point home by saying that I've only really sponsored 4 business builders. And out of those 4, we're approaching 10,000 people. And that's exactly what it is. We never know the conversation we're having, who is going to lead that to. You know, who that's going to open the door. Who is going to be brought into our lives as a result of that. So when we look at those seeds in an apple, you know, we may only have a few good contacts, but we have no idea how many, if those good contacts, if they're nurtured, if they're watered, if they're fertilized, if they're kept in the informational loop. And I'll tell you, that's what really makes this fun, is taking care of a few seeds and seeing where they're going to bloom and prosper and grow, and how many more are going to come out of that. And it's not so much for the financial success, although that's great, because, I mean, you can do a lot more with money than without, but it's really, it comes down to that heart message of people that we can impact, and we can change their lives because of the way we've been changed, you know. And Sandy nailed that when she talked about the commitment and the focus. And Bill, you know, how to win friends and influence people. Elaine, the urgency that we feel. Barb, you know, not everybody is going to be doing Beacon, but everybody can be a customer. And then, you know, Giselle, the fact of being able to see your people get recognized, and and Pam, having new people teaching, and then again, highlight Beverly being able to dance on a dance floor after being diagnosed 30 years ago plus with MS. So it was a fantastic event. Make your plans now, February of 2015. I know that's a long way away. There will be several other events you want to get involved in before then. But make your plans now. Just say, I'm going to be in Miami, and I want to get a handful of people to go with me. The numbers were right at about 600 that were in Vegas. And if all of us just made that commitment, you know, as Sandy mentioned, you make a commitment to take a handful of people with you, half a dozen or so, and oh my goodness, what an event that will be. And that is a global convention. Again, February of 2015. It's targeted date. Could be February, could be March. That's what they're looking at right now. And as soon as they get those details nailed down, but we know it's going to be in Miami. It's a beautiful time of year to be there, weather-wise, and people from all over the world, the 40 countries where Nikan's doing business. By then, we may be in one or two more, but it's going to be quite an amazing 40-year celebration for Nikan. And so you don't want to miss that one. So again, thank you all of you who shared, and I appreciate it, and look forward to hearing from Elaine Connolly next week talking about goal training. So Have a great weekend, everybody. Best of success at your product launches. And I'll have a couple announcements here in a sec, but just wanted to bid you all farewell. So have a great weekend, everybody. Thanks for the contribution, and thanks for listening. Bye-bye for now.
Thank you, Sam.
To learn more about Nikan, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.